Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. Boy, oh boy, another show.
Another show. I love it.
We pray that today, don't go stepping on my time.
Go ahead.
Wow. You just ruined the energy. You just took it down a notch.
I'm sorry. We started off
so well.
Well, start over.
No. We pray that today's show informs you, inspires you, and brings glory to our Lord and Savior.
Absolutely.
I am Hans, and this anxious one next to me that just wants to talk the entire show is my bride, Amy.
Is it my turn?
Yes. You now have the floor.
The best comment is that we have a gentleman at our church came up to us and said, you know, I didn't know, Hans, you could talk that much. It's probably because I'm always with you.
Yes, exactly. I never can get a word in edgewise.
Absolutely. Well, welcome to The Harvest and amen and amen. And we have a great show today. And thank you for joining us. We have our friends on Facebook Live. We probably have my dad's watching. We love you, Dad. And and maybe a couple of other friends tuning in.
Yeah.
If not, we also re-air this Facebook Live on Saturday mornings.
Yes.
During our
broadcast. Simulcast it.
I don't know if that's the right term.
Well, I'm going to apply it for that.
Okay. Our producer's a little sleepy this morning. So
wow, you got to do that too, huh?
I got to do that. Poor Christian.
Yes, he is a soldier.
He is a soldier. He puts up with us.
We're a little
tired because we had a big day yesterday.
A big day. We did tours of two campuses in one day, which is a little bit ill-advised.
College tours.
But when you're taking your son out of school for a day, you want to make the most out of it. And some of the colleges he's considering are really close to one another, Georgia and Georgia Tech. And so we did tours of those two campuses. And everyone that I've told about that go, why did you go to the other one? And they mean it for either school. So we're really not a house divided type of minded family. So we view them as all institutions trying to train up our youth into being successful career bearers. And we like to add a little bit more to that to their lives than just working a career. But, you know, when you put it that way, it doesn't matter whether it's a dog or a yellow jacket or whatever, to me at least. I know I'm not just offending half the population. I've now offended all the population.
No. Well, and last night I saw, I think it's like 4 or 5 days before the first Bulldog game. Uh-huh. Georgia and really the entire SEC is, is it SCC? Is that right?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're way out of your depth.
I am.
What are you trying to do?
I'm pretty, though. You're right. I'm pretty while I say it. So,
bless your heart.
We are all gearing up for college football. Woohoo! So go Yellow Jackets, go Bulldogs,
yes,
right? And we have yet to make a decision.
Well, there's other colleges that he wants to see and
that's
consider.
Right.
So I can't say enough how much value there is.
Christian's getting the mic.
Oh boy.
Let's weigh in on this.
There's only one we acknowledge, and it's the Bulldogs.
Somebody woke up.
Wow, he perked up for that little moment.
Awesome. Oh, we're going to get so much email. And if you do, you can email us at Senior Provisions.
Oh, I was going to say, give him Christian's email for that kind of email.
That's awesome. Well, so we are so thankful for having that day yesterday, spend some time in the car with our 17-year-old.
Great. And also great presentations of each university.
Absolutely.
You really got
really
a sense
impressed.
As to their identity and their priorities, and very helpful in kind of making that decision.
So,
as well as the other ones we have yet to go to.
Well, some other things going on in our community. We don't want to run out of time without mentioning. We have the Alzheimer's Walk, September 28th. Go to alz.org. We also have, we had Mark Wolf with HomeRepairs.org Ministry on a couple weeks ago. They have a golf tournament coming up October 11th. If you go to HomeRepairs.org, lots of organizations here, yeah, you're going to be able to find information about that particular golf tournament. And then can't forget, we also have the Mending the Gap 5K September 21st. You can go to mendingthegap.org to find out about that. So lots of great stuff going on. North Metro Baptist up in Buford continues to have an aging series every Wednesday night at 6:30. If you go to northmetrobaptist.org, you will also find information about their aging series. And if you have an event, a fundraiser, we would love to be able to promote it here on the Harvest Radio Show. So please send us an email. You can send me an email at seniorprovisions@gmail.com or just contact us through our website, seniorprovisions.com.
Fantastic. Good work there.
I didn't even take a breath.
No, you didn't. we also, that we're able to make these community and organizational presentations on our show because of the support that we have from our great sponsors. So we want to thank Carrie Mann and Avant for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They're a trusted resource throughout all of Greater Atlanta, providing great transportation. And to learn more about Carrie Mann and Avant, go to carriemannandavant.com.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, it's very timely because we have a caregiver question of the week.
Indeed. So we're always trying to craft the show, improve the show. And one of the ways that we aim to do that is to bring in a few more topics in any given show and kind of spotlight some issues that just are beyond one topic that we just drill down through. So we want to add this little spotlight question from someone in our community.
So a daughter wrote in to us from Johns Creek, and she says, "Hey, Hans and Amy, my mom is actually doing really well. She's living independent. She's in a senior apartment, but unfortunately, she no longer can drive. What would you recommend for her to do to be out more with her friends? How can I get her out of the house, and how would I accomplish that without her driving?" So that's a great question, and we've talked about driving before. Mm-hmm. And getting creative. So first and foremost, if she's in a senior apartment, I would absolutely look and see what's going on, because any of the over 55 have an activity room, kind of a clubhouse.
An activity calendar.
She just previously might not have been very aware of what type of speaker series and entertainment and you know,
there's always a Tuesday morning this, a Thursday afternoon that, a Friday evening social. I mean, we know from firsthand experience of all the families we help, but also through my father, you know, they have water aerobics and they have a pool table, you know, time that, you know, yep, all the guys get together, bingo and a monthly birthday party. I mean, you name it. There are ways of engaging the community.
Absolutely.
Around
you. So start there. Also, I would have her and you as well reach out to some of her friends from church and also from her old neighborhood. They are still older adults that she probably knows that are driving, and maybe they could come up with like a monthly luncheon or a monthly outing that they go and do something together. And so the folks that are still driving, you know, it's kind of like the whole teenage thing. Everyone just throws a dollar into the gas bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, that way those friends that are still driving, she can still stay connected with. And
well, then lastly, too, if transportation is still a challenge, look into other options to get her, in this case, it's a mother.
Yes.
Get her to the local senior center, the community center near her. Again, there are always events there that they can be engaged by. They're always teaching new hobbies and activities, learning experiences. And, you know, those close venture senior centers, you can use Uber or you could use Carrie Mann in a van.
Yep.
For the transportation needs.
And call to the senior center. So that's my best advice today, is call to the senior center, because they may know someone who lives in that area that could pick her up to take her to activities. They may even have transportation in that particular county. So all great question. And
Now I want to dovetail some scripture into this. So Hebrews 10:24 and 25. And let us consider how to spur one another on to love and good deeds. Let us not neglect meeting together, as has become the habit, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
Absolutely. That is the scripture on encouraging us to continue to fellowship and be around others. It is good for our soul. It's good for our bodies. It's good for our minds. So that's a great scripture. Mm-hmm. Well, when we come back from our break, we are going to have our guest caller on. We are talking today about getting prepared for aging. Where do I begin? You've been listening to The Harvest. Thank you all.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better, some have gone.
Is it getting difficult to get yourself, mom, or dad to the doctor? Do you dislike driving in heavy traffic? Wish there was a safer, more convenient way to get where you need to go? This is Scott Chamberlain, owner of Caring Man in a Van. We provide personal care transportation for individuals that need to travel by wheelchair or stretcher. For the last 12 years, countless families have trusted us to transport their loved ones. Our customer Bill of Rights guarantees you prompt service, clean, comfortable vans, a certified driver that is attentive to your needs, plus the promise you will have an enjoyable experience. Visit our website today at carryingmaninavan.com or call 1-855-342-1566. That's 1-855-342-1566. You're going to love the ride.
Do you know someone who is living with Parkinson's disease? Every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The American Parkinson's Disease Association's Georgia chapter is here to help. Every day, they provide the support, education, and research that will help everyone impacted by Parkinson's disease live life to the fullest. For reliable information, local educational programs, and caring support groups, please visit apdaparkinson.org/Georgia or call 404-325-2020.
Flowers are beautiful, but they become even more so when carried by people who are committed to ending Alzheimer's. At the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's, hundreds of thousands carry different colored flowers, signifying their connections to the disease. And we walk so that one day, there will be a white flower for Alzheimer's first survivor.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We have a great show today and a great guest. Our guest caller this week is Linda Walsh with the Catholic Church of St. Anne in Marietta. And she serves there as a parish nurse. We talked about this earlier in show prep, how difficult it was for me to say parish nurse and not parish nurse.
Parish nurse.
Yes. Paprikash.
Well, and also a faith community nurse as well. So we're going to get to know her a little better.
So welcome to The Harvest, Linda. Thank you for being on our show.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate the opportunity to share.
I keep trying to get you on sooner, don't I?
That's okay. Life is very busy for both of us, so
it
I
is.
Understand.
Well, thank you so much for being on. And Hans was trying to figure out, how have I met Linda? So I don't think we've met. No, I don't think you've had a chance to meet Hans.
No, we haven't met personally, but I've heard a lot of good things about you.
Oh,
well, that's good.
Well, I don't know what to say about that.
You're blushing, I can tell.
Yeah.
I'll bring him by yeah. to meet you.
Okay.
I would love to meet you. I've heard great things about your program and about your leadership, and I'm really excited about the show.
Well, again, thank you for asking me to share.
Wonderful. Well, okay, so first of all, since we know you, but our listeners don't, tell us what you do at St. Anne's, and just tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been there.
Well, as you said, I'm the parish nurse at the Catholic Church of St. Anne's in Marietta, and which is also a faith community nurse position. Faith community nursing is a specialty of nursing that's been around since 1986. and it's international now. The goal of Faith Community Nursing is to help promote the mind, body, and spiritual health of the congregation, no matter what the faith may be. And I was asked back in 2010 by our former pastor to come on into the pastoral care office at St. Ann's to be the parish nurse. And since then, I've also become the director of pastoral care, so I have two hats. But my passion and my love is the parish nursing and reaching out to my parishioners who are in need. My job is to follow up with people who are ill, who are sick. I just hung up with someone who's dealing with a parent who's been in rehab, and where do we go now with her care, and make sure people are know that they're loved and cared for when they're sick, or support the caregiver who's caring for that loved one. Our office also does the funerals and bereavement follow-up with our parishioners, and so that's where we reach out to everyone here at St. Anne's.
And you're not alone in this mission. Who do you have helping you?
Oh, no. This is not an I mission. This is an us mission. So, we actually have a team of seven in pastoral care. We have myself and Ivy Fu, who is our coordinator of pastoral care, and her main job is to keep up with the prayer list. And because we have three different types of prayer lists, depending on the amount of publicity someone wants their names to be known as. Mm-hmm. And then she also is our main contact when we have a funeral. And then Maria Elena Rodriguez is our administrative assistant. So she keeps up with all of our outreach as far as follow-up bereavement information. We have a massive card ministry that we send cards out every month to anyone over 85 or who is chronically ill. So she does a lot of that with us. Then we have two deacons and we have two priests who are liaisons to pastoral care. And they basically, they'll tell everyone that we tell them where to go and how to get there. But we rely on them to go out to make the visits to the people in the hospital or to maybe do a funeral or a funeral service or a wake service. So we all work together as a team depending on what the parishioner's need is.
Well, and how blessed are they as congregants to have a team like that? I mean, we meet with so many churches across the metro Atlanta that have a great idea of the need, but do not have the people to serve that need. And you all are blessed to have a team like you have. And thank you again for being part of that effort.
Well, thank you. We are very blessed. And it was the vision of our pastor, our former pastor, Father Tom Riley, and our current pastor, Father Ray Cadron, who definitely see the need to reach out to our community in this way. And it takes a burden off the pastors. When a pastor is pastoral care, then he's not only trying to write sermons and deal with the finances of the church, but he's also trying to reach out to the needs of the congregant. And we can take that some of that burden off the pastor.
Right.
That's great. Well, you know, we are so keen to kind of start our show and have scripture kind of running throughout our entire show. So we always ask our guest callers, is there any particular scripture from God's word that really drives you all, or maybe even just Linda, you personally, that you would be able to share with our listeners?
There are. From the very beginning, when I first felt the calling to go into nursing, I've always thought of the golden rule. You know, we want to treat others as we want to be treated, or we want to love others as we want to be loved. And I always look at the people who come across my desk, you know, if this was my family, what would I want done? How can I reach out as if this was my family? How would I want my family to be treated in this situation, or myself?
Yes.
And so that's definitely the first thing I think of. The other one I think of a lot of times is Romans 12, when we talk about we all have our different gifts. We're all part of the body, but we all have different gifts. And like I said, the deacons and priests have their roles. I have my role as a parish nurse. Ivy and Maria Elena have our roles, and we can all do this as a team. So I kind of think of pastoral care as a big body with seven arms.
Right.
So,
so
that they're definitely the scriptures that keep to my heart, but definitely, you know, to love one another as we'd want to be loved and treat each other the way we'd want to be treated. So
that's awesome. Yeah.
Well, I think that's also a powerful statement too, talking about Romans and our gifts, and embracing that God has gifted us for a role, and it doesn't need to be everything, and it doesn't need to be multiple things, and it doesn't need to be based in our identity. It's based in the gifts that he's given us. And as long as we keep that focus in our life, he will use us to his glory. And
I think that's a
powerful testimony.
Well, and also know that you mentioned family, treating people as family. I know that you and I have had some conversations about kind of your personal connection to serving older adults and caregivers. Can you share a little bit about your story?
Yes. We were blessed when we were married to have all four of our parents, and we had six grandparents still living.
Wow.
So at that point, and a couple of them were step-grandparents, but we had, you know, many grandparents between the two of us. And over the 35 years, we've lost all but one of those people. Mm-hmm. So I have personally seen, as a nurse and as a family member, the struggles of caring for our aging family and disease process that comes in, and how the family needs to work through that disease process and get the support they need. And so that has been part of my gift, maybe, that I can say to bring back to pastoral care, is that I've walked the path many times, maybe not exactly like everyone is walking right now, but I have walked the path at times in my own life. And most recently, I just lost my stepmother, who we all adored. She brought love and happiness to my father after my mother passed away, and unexpectedly, a 7-week illness, and we lost her.
I
have to think how often I change my hat. One moment I'm a nurse, next moment I'm the daughter, family member, and
right.
back to the hat again to the nurse. So I have been through that a lot. I even when I worked in the hospital, I worked on a med-surg floor, and the majority of my patients were seniors. And I wouldn't say elderly, because elderly tends to be even older, but just our seniors who are now in a transition or dealing with diseases that they didn't have at a younger age. And that change in life that you have to deal with. And you need someone who's out there that can support and walk you through some of those.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, here's a follow-up question with that. We have 2 minutes left, so I want to get this in. So as an aspect of what you've witnessed, is being prepared one of the biggest needs that you see? And what one thing is typically neglected or overlooked in that aspect?
Absolutely, being prepared. Having a resource and nowhere to go if you don't know how to prepare is a good thing, but to be prepared with conversations among the family, even if it's not in writing, to have a conversation with a senior parent or your spouse, what would you want done if you were ever in a situation where you couldn't speak for yourself?
Right.
Putting it in writing as a Georgia Advanced Directive is even better, but because if you have multiple family members who have different ideas of what mom or dad would want, then having it in writing is the support to say, this is what mom actually wants.
Absolutely.
Right.
So,
and you said a key word there, Georgia, because they're state specific. That's a critical aspect of it.
Yes. And in Georgia, Georgia is more conservative. So if you come from another state, which a lot of our families are bringing their parents into the state from Wisconsin or Florida or somewhere,
mm-hmm.
Make sure that if you have an advance directive from another state, that is still going to be valid and accepted in Georgia. If not, it doesn't take a lot of work to get a Georgia one. You don't have to go to an attorney. It just needs to be witnessed. Signature has to be witnessed by two people not involved in the advance directive. But it's important that everyone have that conversation. And have it in writing is a lot easier if you're dealing with other family members who might have a different opinion.
Linda, that never happens.
Well, of course not. No. If you're a single child, you don't have a problem.
That's right.
If you have five brothers and sisters, you may have five different opinions. So
yeah. Well,
having mom and dad write it down would be the first thing I
absolutely.
Would say to have.
I think so, too. Yeah. Well, would you hold on through the break? We're going to come up against our break here in just a second. We've been talking with Linda Walsh, parish nurse, caregiver, friend. And you have been listening to The Harvest. We have been talking about getting prepared for aging. Where do I begin? We'll come on back and we'll keep talking about it.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call. No matter where you are.
Yes, we're listening to the music and enjoying it. And welcome back to The Harvest. Thank you so much for listening. We are talking with a good friend, Linda Walsh, who is the parish nurse for St. Anne's Catholic Church in Marietta, and she's also a faith community nurse serving in that function at that church. We have been talking about getting prepared, and she has lots of great insight, given all the families that they've served, to offer us some wisdom and offer our listeners her wisdom.
And some personal experience, which is sometimes the best way to learn things, unfortunately.
Good or bad.
Good or bad. Well, Linda, thank you so much. You know, Hans and I were talking about how much Atlanta, we talk all the time about how much Atlanta has changed. The growth population in the baby boomers is just exploding. We have 10,000 new seniors, older adults turning 65 every day. But I'm curious, you've been at St. Anne's for a while. You have been in the trenches. How has the community around you changed over the years? And how have you all kind of tuned in to handle those changes and respond to what the folks in your community are needing?
Well, we have seen over the years, as you were saying, our baby boomers are getting older, and a lot of them are bringing their family members and their senior parents in to live. And you know, what we do a lot here is educating families on the end-of-life decision-making. And even within the Catholic Church in the last 20 years or so, how we've approached and how we've considered things like cremation has changed. Mm. So many times our seniors' parents don't realize that there's been some changes. And so part of our job here is also to educate the families, and we do that every other year. We do an end-of-life and funeral planning session where we educate people and help them understand how to prepare in advance, maybe plan a funeral in advance, but what options they have now because things have changed over the years. The couple, the families who have been here and now bringing in their senior parents may not even realize that some of the options have changed, and mom and dad may want to be buried up north again, but the finances of taking them up north afterwards may be prohibited. So by educating them on some of the other options, it has been a great thing that we've done in the last several years here at St. Anne's.
Well, that's a great example, Linda, of not waiting, planning that and having those conversations, having your wishes made and taking the burden off of families so that it's not something that we have to make decisions and choices and try to figure it all out right in the middle and heart of grief.
That exactly.
It's the absolute wrong time. It's one of the most loving things that you can do for your family is to have those arrangements. And so you all, anyone in the community and at your church can come to you all and sit down and kind of say, where do I begin? What's a checklist? Is that the advice and service you offer as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a booklet online on our website, and then we have hard copies of it. And it basically explains the whole process of planning a funeral, and it gives you a little worksheet so you can fill out, you know, what readings you may want, who you want to do the readings. We have a cute story where a gentleman did this in advance and came in twice and made changes, and we were like, no problem. He made changes because he was mad at one of his one of his pallbearers, and he changed
wow.
it. Fine. But when he did pass away, his daughter came in. It took us 30 minutes because she had all the changes we had, and he had planned everything. And it was truly a gift to her that he had thought all this out in advance. He had even written his obituary.
Wow.
So she, you know, things she didn't know about her dad, he had written
wow.
in his obituary. So it was... It took a time of grief, and you know, you're overwhelmed. And she literally said, "Dad's taken care of all this for me. All I have to do is notify you, and
right.
it's done." And what a gift that was to her.
Well, I think of like we're talking about, it's the loss, it's the emotions,
mm-hmm.
it's the despair and grief, and then let's throw in logistics of what the wishes are, what has been said and not documented, what's been documented, and then let's throw in money matters into that. And like,
right.
how was this going to be paid for, and what financing was set aside, and what is that going to cover, and do they match? It just is,
right.
is a recipe for a very difficult time.
Right. And some people actually, they do go to the funeral home and will plan in advance. So that was a gift my dad did for me. And I paid a little bit more for a couple more death certificates after knowing what his finances were. But he had paid for everything in advance. So nothing, we weren't scrambling trying to figure out how do we pay for this funeral because he had done everything in advance for us. So it is important. And the other thing when you're talking about finances, I think our baby boomers are missing the fact that our parents are living longer and we're living longer. And I think people really need to consider their finances in the future and how are they going to live. Long-term insurance. I'm not an insurance salesman, but,
Are you
thinking
sure?
about long-term insurance and how are you going to pay for whether it's just I'm 90 years old and I can't live in my house anymore or I need assistance in my home. We really are, I think our parents missed that calling because they didn't realize from the generations before that they were going to live longer than their parents.
Absolutely.
And we know we're going to live longer than our parents probably, and we need to be prepared financially and with documents.
I always say there is retirement, and then there's funeral planning, and then there's this big gap in between. And that is where, you know, that's kind of our lane. That's our heart and passion is, you know, folks to have a plan for what environment they're going to live in safely. Who is going to provide care if they, you know, so need it with a medical condition? And number one, how is that care? Who's going to provide the care and how are you going to pay for it? That
exactly.
is, I mean, I was thinking about the funeral arrangements and I think how important that is, but then kind of backing up and I'll give you a little tip at the end of this show, after we say goodbye to you, we are going to talk about our top to-do list and all of these things are going to be on it.
Well, but you're hitting on one of the main points that we talked about. I think even in our last show that we did was, you know, our frame of reference is kind of one generation back, and that was people retiring at 65, and their expected living duration was 76 into their 80s. And so they were planning a 10, 15-year window of life after retirement. And financially, that was a lot more feasible, and they were a lot more plan-oriented. There were planners in that generation, and now, you know, we're living into our 90s and soon into 100s, and it's a lot more time between 65's retirement and, you know, how you spend the rest of your life when you're no longer making income.
Yeah.
And the care cost in those later years is even more because of the physical need is even more.
Right.
So you may not be in your home and die where, you know, many of our grandparents died at home with the family around them. Now parents or grandparents are dying somewhere else, and it's costing a lot more money. So we do need to plan financially as well.
Well, Linda, we're going to wrap up with you. I want to make sure that our listeners know how to find you. You are in Marietta. You're off here. You tell. How can we find you? What's your website? How can we reach you? And I snuck on your website. There's some amazing documents up there. Great resources.
Yes. They can go to www.st-ann.org and make sure there's a dash in there. And the website in general is wonderful. If you choose to go to the pastoral care website or the page, just type in pastoral care or funeral, and it'll take it to pastoral care. On the pastoral care page is the parish nurse resources, but there's other resources for just general community resources and outreach if anybody needs anything. Please don't hesitate to check out the website. And then my contact information is on the website, but I'm available for the community as well. I'm not just here for St. Anne's. I've talked to other faith communities and other nurses in the Catholic Church just to, you know, give them some ideas, and I'm always willing to help whoever is in need.
That is awesome. Thank you so much. And you are a blessing to that community. You're a blessing to Hans and I. You have trusted us with some of those families navigating through senior care options. And we're just thankful for you. And I please take a hug from us and give a hug and kiss to Ivy for us too.
I will do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, we'll talk with you later. Have a great
rest of your day.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about what does it mean to be prepared? And as believers, how much should we plan?
Ooh, that's a good question. Are we hurting
God's will?
Yeah, are we in God's will? Are we outside of God's will? Are we taking the reins? Are we letting him have it? Are we doubting and not trusting? These are all very profound things. We're going to cover this in our fourth segment. And we also have, I kind of alluded to it, we also have our top 10 to-do list. Oh, it's not 10, actually.
It's not 10.
It's not 10. It's 8, actually, today.
We like to prioritize down
That's right.
to 8.
We did. We
for
wanted
you,
succinct.
The listener.
Absolutely. We have our top to-do list to get ready and prepared for aging.
Yeah. Wow, you said that so well.
Well, hold on. I have a scripture.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at the clock and we have some time.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, and I've been accused of cutting off too early. So I'm gonna before we go to break, I wanna talk about Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. There's also out of Luke 14, who builds a tower and doesn't count the cost? And also, we are also reminded in Proverbs 16 that in our hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord established their steps. These are all great reminders that we can be in cooperation with the Holy Spirit and be obedient to God's will, as well as using the gifts of our minds and resources and talents that we have. You've been listening to The Harvest. Come back and bring your pencil and paper. You don't want to miss this.
There'll be days like this, when there's no one complaining. There'll be days like this, when everything falls into place, like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me.
Giving back to the communities where we live, work, and worship is something Thrivent Financial takes pride in. Strengthening communities and helping you be wise with money is a part of Thrivent's mission as a not-for-profit financial services organization. That's why Thrivent is proud to support The Harvest. Thrivent Financial helps Christians make financial choices that reflect their values, something they call the Wise with Money journey. Their financial professionals are real people who apply their faith, their passion, and expertise to help you be wise with money so you can live a more content, confident, and generous life. To learn more, contact your local financial professionals, Greg Bickhart, Jennifer Yankowski, Kelly Goldsmith, or Rodney Hill at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-884-7483. Or email them at thriventseniorsolutions@thrivent.com. Thrivent Financial. Be wise with money.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed Mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
The Harvest. What a great show we're having. I am so grateful for Linda Walsh. You could just, you know, she just hits like the critical things because she's had that wealth of experience of knowing the pattern of what she sees in crisis when people are going through challenges with aging. So we really thank her for her insight. And
I love how God just has the right people and he places them exactly in the right spot. I mean, Linda, you are called, you and Ivy and your whole entire team are called and have the Father's pleasure on you. Mm. And we just pray that you just continue to be healthy and just successful in the ministry that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we read a lot of scriptures before break talking about our kind of top list of things to do and to put yourself in a position of being well prepared. And we, these scriptures highlighted the fact that, you know, we, I think in a Christian faith, struggle with the idea of making our plans and asking God to bless them, or sitting back and following God's will step by step and without planning. And I think we read scriptures that kind of sample and illustrate that God's right in the middle. He's not on either extreme. He's right in the middle. He wants to bless your plans, but he also wants to establish your steps.
Absolutely. You don't have to do one or the other. And I mean, we see people on both extremes. We were talking about this, that, you know, you have folks that are completely organized, detailed oriented, plan A, plan B, plan C. And as much as I appreciate those people, sometimes there's no room in there for life. Mm-hmm. Life happens. You know, sometimes the best laid plans of mice and men, I don't know where that's from,
but yeah, that's...
that just came out of my head. But and then you have the other extreme. You have the folks that are like, oh, you know what? We're just going to take it day to day, and whatever will be, will be. That's mm-hmm. a que sera, sera.
That's French.
Oh, okay. Good. I think the Lord meets us somewhere in the middle. He meets us with that we are getting these resources, that we are communicating. And so this to-do list that we're going to talk about.
We're counting the costs before we build the tower.
We are. I like that. So number one, I'm going to say this one.
It's a little bit like an eight-step program here.
It's an eight-step. That's a different program. So number one, and if I know I'm talking to someone out there very specific, so don't turn the radio off after I say this. But first, number one, you have to admit that you are actually aging. You know what? Right now, we are aging. Every single one of us is aging. It is not something that you can run from. It is not something that you can hide from and you can try. But first and foremost, rejoice that God is blessing you in years of life. And so admit, first of all, that there is going to come a time where you may need some of these resources. People say, oh, I don't want to talk about death. You know, that's mm-hmm. just morbid. That's mm-hmm. just, you know, like talking about it is actually going to make it happen.
Well, and also saying it doesn't matter, whatever you do doesn't absolve you or make the burden of whoever that falls upon any easier. It actually makes it harder when you don't know those wishes and you don't know what to do. And all you want to do is honor who they were and somehow vicariously, you know, make them have pleasure over what you've recognized as their life and contribution.
Absolutely. Well, okay. So number two.
Yeah. Number two is set aside time each month to work on these tasks. It's going to be a series of tasks and they can have a couple different priorities, but there are definitely some places to start, but just tackle them in a window of time that you scheduled once a month so that it's not something you're just taking on like a full-time job and you're overwhelmed and you're rushing decisions. And, you know, that's what we want to avoid.
Absolutely. Avoid that rush of having to do everything all at one time and make decisions all at one time. Okay. So we've talked about funeral plans and we've talked a little bit about finances, but I'm backing everyone up.
Right. We'd like to talk about the very end of life and we like to master our every detail. If we do, that's where we start. And really it needs to happen well before that.
Because you can't talk about finances and legal matters without first making a plan for care. So number three, is it number three? Yes.
Yeah.
Think about your home environment, how you can age in place at home, how you might decide to look into senior living and senior, you know, communities, and think about the care. So you think, okay, this is a great example. I'm going to renovate. I anticipate I have neuropathy in the legs. I have a diagnosis of Parkinson's. I'm anticipating that movement and mobility is going to be an issue at home. So I'm going to renovate my master bath so that I can get in, zero clearance, all of that. I know exactly what that's going to cost. I know who's going to do it. Who is going to help you into that shower? And who's going to help you bathe and help you out of the shower and who's going to help you get dressed? Those are considerations. It might be family. If family is not skilled or trained to do that, then it will have to be a hired caregiver. And there is a cost to that. So again, you've got to think about both sides of it, my home, my environment, and then the care.
Okay. So with that, the next step is financial. So sit down and plan out financially where you are and how do you get to a position and the amount of time you have before retirement to set in place those financial means to take the care into consideration and the home renovations into
Absolutely. It might be if you're young enough and you've started this early, I'm going to go find out about long-term care insurance. I'm going to go find out what the cost of care and at seniorprovisions.com. You can submit those questions to us. We would be happy to talk to anyone who is wanting to get this information. How much does care cost? We have education out in the community, and we'll let you know when those are coming up. And we go over the cost of care, and we go over the requirements, and when are you ready? And, seniorprovisions.com is a great resource to go and get some information, submit those questions. Once you know how you're going to plan financially, I mean, the big thing, number five.
Well, then and only then do you prepare legally.
Yep.
Because now you have a roadmap for what you want to do with your legal documents that set in place your wishes.
Absolutely.
And you have the financial stuff figured out to actually execute your wishes.
Absolutely. So top three documents, advanced directives. Linda mentioned that. What do you want done with your health decisions while you're alive? Last will and testament, what's happening to your stuff after you pass? And then durable power of attorney, who's going to be representing and help you through all of this? So, that's a lot. That's a big task. We can recommend elder law attorneys that can help walk you through all of those documents. And, number six is discuss those health decisions and your end of life and funeral plans. That's a whole nother category, but that's a definite big to do.
Right. And it's set up in this, again, this priority sequence. And then we want to move on to getting all your documents together in an order and then deciding where they're located, what copies there are, and who you've distributed them to.
Yep.
And keeping some very secure, either a safety deposit box or a fireproof safe. But just having those wishes known and disseminated to the right parties.
And then lastly, share with someone else. So if you've done all of this and you don't tell anyone, it's almost as if you didn't do it. So you've got to share with your loved ones, your trusted folks, where this information is. Where is, where is that long-term care insurance policy? Who's that with? Because when you're ill and you're sick and you're in the hospital, it's not possible always to communicate that.
Right. And one last thing that's not on this list, it's a bonus,
is revisit
all of these decisions over time. So like if you're doing this at age 45, age 50, 55, a general rule is every 5 years is a good time to like reassess the decisions you made, the parties you've put in power, all of these vehicles that you set up to know that these continue to align with your wishes, with your health state at this moment.
Well, and I'm going to stop here. This is a big list. And I want to also thank Thrivent Financial. Thrivent Financial is a great resource when we're talking about financial planning and Social Security information and long-term care insurance. They help Christians be wise with their money and live generously. And you can reach out to Thrivent Financial at 404-YOU-THRIVE. They are an awesome resource for many of these things that we're talking about. And we can't forget to mention Senior Provisions. Senior Provisions, we help, our advisors help families navigate through levels of care, cost of care, and when to make those decisions and how to make the best decision with the best provider out there. Our True Transitions program does exactly that, from hospital to home, from home to rehab to, I don't know if you go from home to rehab, but anyway, from all of those locations, we can help navigate you with our True Transitions program. And you can reach us at 888-979-8783. We are here, no cost to you, to answer your senior care questions and to help you find great care. Well, that music tells me that we're going to sign off with Philippians 4:19, that my God will provide all of your needs through his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And there is no greater resource, none that we can say, than Jesus Christ himself. We hope you know him. We love you. Have a great week.